month. We hit the road every Friday for Jackson and Steph's Hole in the Wall tour, thanks to Bergstrom Chevy. And new this year, we added something. We added Second Harvest because we figured, let's pay it forward. We're giving you free breakfast at all these stops. Why don't we give some food to make sure our neighbors don't go to bed hungry? And Chris from Second Harvest is joining us for a final recap. We got to hear, first of all, how did Sun Prairie do?
Sun Prairie did amazing, and they not only had a generous cash total, but they also had a nice amount of food that was brought in. So they brought in a total of 1,840 meals.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
the applause
awesome,
button.
Sun Prairie. Heck,
whoa,
yeah.
That's so much more than I was expecting. 1,840 meals? That is great.
Is that the biggest? Who of all? And there's not a competition, but, you know, it's a competition. What's... Which location was the biggest?
Yeah, which city was it?
Okay, it was actually Monkey Shines, who came in at 2,373 meals.
Whoa.
That was the grand total for Monkey Shines. So from a contest perspective, Monkey Shines wins. But you know what? The reality is our whole community wins
because
of the support that we received from Q106, your listeners, and, of course, those amazing people who work at all of those locations that we did the hole-in-the-wall tour stops.
Yes.
You know, that's some good news that we need today with it being cold. Need to warm up these hearts,
you know?
True. And that is absolutely awesome. And, you know, it's a reminder, too, that we talked about while you were there that, you know, the holidays are coming up. This snow out here looks like Christmas. Keep in mind, while you're having Christmas dinner, there are some families that might not be having one because a lot of kids rely on schools to get their meals. They're not in schools for like 10 days. So the meals that you provided help make sure that folks won't go hungry. And that's great. And we love being a part of this, Chris.
Yeah, and that is super exciting to help us get that word out and to remind folks, yeah, there are folks who, especially kids, who do rely on that meal program at school. And so it's just a good reminder that there are folks in need. And the reality is hunger affects everyone. You know, if a kid can't perform in school, that actually impacts all the other kids in that class. And if somebody can't perform at work, that impacts all the other people at that same job. So really, hunger impacts everyone in our community.
Thank you so much, Chris. And if you still would like to donate, you can donate anytime to Second Harvest. Where's the best place for people to go to donate throughout the holiday season?
Yeah, they should really go to secondharvestmadison.org, and you can make a generous online donation right there. And you can learn all about Second Harvest and the many ways that we help end hunger here in our community.
That's excellent. Thank you again, everybody who donated to Second Harvest, and Chris, for all the hard work you do behind the scenes, too.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you, Jackson and Steph, for helping us get that word out about hunger in our community.